It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Now, season one was fun. Talking about my favorite team, can't happen nothing else there. But this season, season two, you got to get a little bit more real. Because this season has the Super Bowl in our backyard, SoFi Stadium. So if you don't know my voice by now, I'm down at the place like a silence. And you getting ready to listen to Rambly Talk. Horns up, Rams house, let's get it. Let's talk Rams football.
Good morning, good afternoon, depending on you on the West Coast or the East Coast, wherever you're listening from. This is Down at the Playmaker Silence, your host, your content creator, your boy, bringing you Super Bowl edition of Rambly Talk. You already know the head man of the Playmaker, Brian Brand. Those of you who are first-time listeners, thank you for listening in. For my loyal listeners, my loyal fans, thank you for staying loyal and staying consistent and listening to Rambly Talk. This episode of Rambly Talk is being brought to you by SuperDraft, SuperDraft Pro. For those of you who love to play daily fantasy, for those of you who love sports booking, SuperDraft Pro is the way to go. You can join via the website, that will be in the show links. With the forward slash D20 Playmaker, but the link will be in the show notes. There's also a game going on right now within a group of SuperDraft that I am a part of that $100 is up for grabs right now. So if you go ahead and join in by clicking the link and doing what you have to do to get involved, you'll have a shot at winning a free $100 prize. Don't have all the details. Hopefully I have all those details come in by Saturday when I do Arch Rivals. Please mark your calendars for Saturday, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Arch Rivals football, myself, Ricky, Alex. We got a Super Bowl show for y'all guys. The preview of the Super Bowl. I have a guest lineup. It's going to be an amazing show, so look out for that. It's going to be on Facebook. It's going to be on Twitter. It's going to be on Twitch. It's going to be on YouTube. It's going to be on a lot of different places. On the Arch Rivals page on Facebook and the Playmakers pages on Facebook and Twitter and all that stuff. So there's a lot of platforms that watch the show. But mark your calendars for that. This Saturday, 6 p.m., I'll be back doing it. If y'all didn't hear me earlier today, I was just on Snowman in the Morning, you know, having a good chat with my buddy Brian Snow, getting talking Super Bowl too. And I was on the Sports Arena last night, for those of you who was able to watch, talking Rams and Bengals in that one. Today though, here on Rambly Talk, it's just plain and simple, man. We in the Super Bowl. The Los Angeles Rams in the Super Bowl at home at SoFi Stadium. We're going against the Cincinnati Bengals. 6:30 Sunday, Eastern Standard Time. We know the road that the Bengals took. They took down the Las Vegas Raiders at home in wild card round. They went to number one Tennessee, took them down out behind a 4-interception day for Ryan Tannehill, even though Joe Burrow was sacked 9 times. And then they went to Arrowhead and beat the Chiefs on the line 1 sack of Joe Burrow. They got 4 sacks on themselves on Patrick Mahomes. They're not going to overlook it. We're not going to say if this happened, that happened. The Bengals are here. The Bengals are in the Super Bowl. Joe Burrow has thrown for 34 touchdowns, 14 interceptions this season. He has a quarterback rating of 108.3. problem is he's been the most sacked quarterback in the league. He's been sacked 51 times this season. He's 100.7 rating versus the Blitz, which is 13th in the league. That's pretty damn good. He has a 94.6 rating versus pressure, which is 3rd in the league. But in the postseason, in this postseason, it has dropped down to 40 with 40 this postseason. So there are some holes to take advantage of for the Rams. They left tackle Jonah Williams has allowed the most pressures on the team. That's not good. Von Miller going to be over there. They might even put Aaron Donald over there at the same time. So Jonah Williams is a question mark for the Bengals. For outside, Von Miller, he has 7 sacks in the last 7 games. So that's a sack each and every game. Aaron Donald has had 7 sacks in the last 8 games. That's just under a sack a game. The defense by themselves have a total of 50 sacks. That's 3rd in the league. They are tied for 13th in yards per catch with 10.8, which is pretty good. Completion percentage is 24th. You got to work on that. But this defense has had at least 1 takeaway in the last 10 games. So they are turning the ball over and giving the ball to our offense. This is what I like. This is when we talk about battle in the trenches, which is when we'll be getting into on Saturday. So, Aaron Donald, Von Miller, Leonard Ford, Grant Gaines, Sebastian Joseph Day, who is healthy, A'shaun Robinson, who is healthy. Y'all got to get it. Get after it, okay? Yeah, look out for the plays for Joe Mixon out the backfield, you know, the screen passes and stuff like that. That's where my linebackers come in at, Troy Reader, Ernest Jones, Terrell Lewis. I need my linebackers to step up. Samaje Perine joked the Bengals back in the game with that screen that he took all the way to the house and made it 21-10 for the halftime score instead of being 28-3. You know, I'm not gonna get into what happened in the AFC Championship game, but I'm just making a point that Samaje Perine, Joe Mixon, watch for them getting in the passing game, screen passes, you know, swing passes, including the run. So I need my linebackers to step up. But the battle in the trenches, I feel like this is where this game gonna be won. Because if Aaron Donald, Leonard Floyd, and Von Miller, Green Gaines, they get out there, Joe Burrow, he's done. Because I can guarantee you this, if you get set 9 times like you did against the Tennessee Titans, Joe Cool, you're not winning this game because Matthew Stafford ain't throwing 4 picks. I can guarantee you that. Matthew Stafford is not throwing the ball over 4 times. You might get him once. You might get him once this game. But since the postseason has started, Matthew Stafford only has thrown 1 interception in 3 games. He has thrown about 9 touchdowns. So Matthew Stafford is on his A game. And he will bring his A game. So if the offensive line of the Bengals allow Aaron Donald and them tee off on them, like the Tennessee Titans did, best believe they're not winning this game. You might not even be close into this game because there ain't going to be no comeback to come. Because the Rams and Sean McVay, and this is where I got to get Sean, you know, as I continue on. Because if Tennessee happens, the Bengals getting blown out the door. You're getting blown out the door. This is where my pressure comes in at. They asked me a question yesterday on the sports arena. Who has the most pressure? Because, you know, everybody's talking about Stafford. Because this is his 13th year. He's finally here. He's finally getting to show what he's capable of with Detroit fans. And most of those fans already knew about. Here's the thing. When it comes to this, Sean McVay has the most pressure. I'm going to say our head coach has the most pressure because last time you was here, you was a deer in headlights. You ain't know what to do against Bill Belichick. You were trying to play checkers and Bill Belichick was playing chess. We said this before the game. You have to be able to make in-game adjustments when you're going against the Patriots. You can't come in with a game plan and don't have another game plan to come with it. So, Sean McVay, you want to help cancel out what happened 4 years ago against New England Patriots and Bill Belichick. If you have an opportunity to put your foot on the Bengals' neck, you better put your foot on the Bengals' neck and don't let go. Because this is where you get big at, Sean McVay. So the most pressure is on Sean McVay to get the job done this time. That's all that is to it. So yes, I'm putting pressure on Sean McVay to get the job done this go around. Aaron Donald wants that ring. Jalen Ramsey wants that ring. That's why Jalen Ramsey was hard on himself after the 49ers, because he knew he had a game-sealing interception that he dropped. That's why Aaron Donald did what he did when he got to Jimmy Garoppolo. He wants the ring. Matthew Stafford, he has done everything that everybody said he couldn't do. He can't win a playoff game. They smoked Arizona. Oh, man, you're going against the GOAT, Tom Brady. What you going to do, Stafford? I like taking souls, is what he said. And he throws a 44-yard bomb to Cooper Kupp to put him in field goal against the game. Oh, it's the 49ers. The team that on them. 6 straight wins. What they going to do? Matthew Stafford almost threw the interception that could have lost us the game, but came right back and put lasers to OBJ and Cooper Kupp to get that game done. Now everybody want him to fail in the Super Bowl. Y'all keep moving the pole on Matthew Stafford because y'all afraid to admit that he proved y'all wrong numerous times this season. Pressure on Matthew Stafford? No. Media pressure. It's the media who's trying to put pressure on Matthew Stafford. He don't even deserve the pressure. Because every time he does something, y'all come up with something else he got to do. He can't win a playoff game. He won against Arizona. He took out the GOAT Tom Brady, who, by the way, who has retired, even though he's talking about never say never. But as of right now, Matthew Stafford is the reason why Tom Brady is retired right now. I want y'all to think about that. For those of you who keep moving the pole on Matthew Stafford retired the GOAT. Okay? When the GOAT was making his comeback, Matthew Stafford said, not on my watch. Y'all keep moving the pole. Keep doing it. Only thing Matthew Stafford going to do is go ahead and win the Super Bowl. Because once he wins the Super Bowl, I want every critic. I want every single critic of Matthew Stafford to shut the hell up and apologize to him. The people in Detroit try to tell you. You had some of his teammates like Dan Orlovsky, Nate Burleson, Calvin Johnson, Marvin Jones, Golden Tate. Try to tell you about Matthew Stafford. Y'all don't want to listen. Oh, he never won a playoff game. Oh, he do this, he do that. Y'all do realize Matthew Stafford is in the top half of the league. I believe he's 13 in passing yards. Matthew Stafford leads the NFL in game-winning drives. The reason why y'all don't pay attention to this is because he was with the Detroit Lions. Now look at him. He's with the Rams. His first season with the Rams. He's in the Super Bowl. The man led it through for 5,000 yards. He was only like a couple of hundred yards away from catching Tom Brady. The man almost threw 50 touchdown passes. And yet y'all still want to doubt this man. Yeah, you had that part of the season in the middle of the season where we was turning the ball over. We had like 8 turnovers in like 5 games. Most of them on Stafford. Yeah, San Fran got into the playoffs because Stafford turned the ball over twice. 2 interceptions. Yes. Look what he did in the postseason, though. He only threw 1 pick. Could have been. Y'all can make an argument could have been 2, because it should have been 2. But, hey, it's 1 pick, and he is thrown for 9 touchdowns. The ability to him to bounce back off of almost throwing a pick for him to bounce back the way he did. Y'all keep riding this man off. So the whole world is really, they love the Bengals because the Bengals did the draft, Bengals did this, Bengals did that. Dude, the Bengals spent over $2 million in free agency in the last two seasons. The Rams only spent $13 million. Okay? Y'all look at the stars. Yeah, Joe Burrow was drafted by the Bengals. Jamar Chase, drafted by the Bengals. T. Higgins, drafted by the Bengals. Joe Mixon, drafted by the Bengals. Tyler Boyd, drafted by the Bengals. Yeah. So y'all looking at Von Miller. Y'all looking at Jalen Ramsey, Matthew Stafford. Yeah, we traded for those guys, but Cooper Kupp, drafted by the Rams. Aaron Donald, drafted by the Rams. Tyler Higby, drafted by the Rams. Cam Akers, drafted by the Rams. Kendall Blanton, our backup tight end, drafted by the Rams. Y'all must not think the Rams have a core. They have a core. Y'all just forgot they were drafted by the Rams. Because y'all looking, oh, they traded for Matthew Stafford. Damn, they signed LBJ. Damn, they just traded for Von Miller. But the core guys, the main guys, they were drafted by the Rams. Damn near, our whole offensive line was drafted by the Rams, except for, like, Andrew Whitworth. Drafted by the Rams. Great game. Drafted by the Rams. I mean, I'm not really... Darius Williams, drafted by the Rams. Nick Scott, drafted by the Rams. Taylor Rapp, drafted by the Rams. I can keep going. Star power was traded for. But the core of the people that y'all look at was drafted by the Rams. Cooper Kupp was drafted by the Rams. Aaron Donald was like our last number one pick that's remaining on the Rams that was drafted in the first round. Darius Williams was drafted. Ben Jefferson, drafted. But y'all keep making these, y'all keep making up the headlines. That's what y'all do. Next need, Sean McVay, they know what the hell they doing. And they doing a damn good job of it too. They found a way to get this done. They did. They gotta finish the job now. Finish the job. The matchup, speaking of Jalen Ramsey. Star matchup, Jamar Chase, Jalen Ramsey. Jamar Chase has caught 81 passes, 1,455 yards, 13 touchdowns. He has 651 yards after the catch, which is ridiculous. That dude's ridiculous. Jalen Ramsey, you're going to have your hands full, sir. I'm just going to be clear, credit, and honest. You're going to have your hands full, man. Jamar Chase is a beast. I watched him at LSU. That dude can go. That dude can run routes. Remember, he was with Justin Jefferson and Joe Burrow when they went on that national championship run. Justin Jefferson had a fun time with you, Jalen Ramsey. I believe Jamar Chase can have one too. But if Jalen Ramsey, you want to be the best corner in the league, shut down the up and coming Jamar Chase to cement your legacy. I'm calling you out, Jalen. You say you want Jamar Chase, and let me call you out. You want the matchup, you want the smoke, you better be prepared for the smoke, because Jamar Chase is coming. And I love you, Jalen, but I have to call you out now. You have to get it done. You have to limit Jamar Chase. You ain't gonna be able to shut him down. You're not. He's gonna get his catch, he's gonna get his target. You're not gonna shut him down. But you best believe you better contain him. Because you want the smoke, and you better handle the smoke. That's all I got to say on Jalen Ramsey. That's it. You know, I could get into the other stuff, the O-line. The O-line has been pretty good. The fifth lowest pressure percentage allowed in the league. Have not given up one of the top fewest sacks in the league. I think they are in the top five in that category in sacks allowed. But the Bengals O-line ain't no slouch. They tied for 11 in sacks. They don't blitz a lot like us. They 26 when it comes to blitzing. Points per game, they are ranked 17th. Third down defense, they ranked 22nd. Red zone, they ranked 19th. They had two takeaways in every postseason game. Here's the thing. The Bengals are optimistic defense. The Bengals have an optimistic defense. You can move the ball on them. You can score on them. But they get those turnovers. They get those defensive stops, those defensive game-changing plays at the right moments. That's the tricky part when you look at analytics all the time. Analytics is good. It helps tell the story, but it doesn't tell the full story. The Bengals have an optimistic defense. They get the plays what they need to get when they need to get them. When they need to make a play happen, they get it. When they need to have a stop, they get it. when it's time to turn the game around, it happens. So don't walk in there and act like Matthew Stafford's offense is going to blow the doors off them like Kansas City did. Now, if they do, the Bengals won't be coming back because I don't think Sean McVay is going to allow that. I'm looking for a nice, hard-fought game here. I'm looking for a back-and-forth matchup. I see the Bengals defense getting their moments in. The difference is the fact that I believe Aaron Donald will wreak havoc when it's time. I believe Matthew Stafford and his offense, along with Sonny Michel, Cam Akers, and Darryl Henderson, all three running backs are healthy for this. Controlling the run game, keeping the Bengals honest. I believe it will come down to like the final 4 minutes. And within that time, I believe the Rams probably be up 3 with the ball. They drive down the field, score a touchdown. And the Bengals don't have enough time to come back. I think the Rams win by 10. Of course I'm picking the Rams. This is a Rams podcast. Well, who else I was going to pick? The Bengals? No. Hell no. Not in the Super Bowl. Not in our house. Hell no. But if I'm being honest, the Rams win by 10. But when you say win by 10, people are like, oh, they're going to win by no. It's going to be close until like the final 4 minutes. The Rams will score a touchdown. And Joe Burrow and the Bengals offense won't have enough time to tie the game up. The Rams will put it out of reach late in the fourth quarter. That's why I say the Rams will win by 10 and they'll win this Super Bowl. It's going to be an interesting and exciting game throughout. But then that last few minutes of the fourth quarter, the Rams pull away. They win by 10. Stafford get his ring. Donald get his ring. Sean McVay does what he needs to do. And before I get out of here, I did throw a question to all my Ramley. Shout out to my Ramley, all Rams fans and throughout social media. I asked y'all, who is y'all X-Factor going to be for the Super Bowl? A lot of y'all came out and voted. I'm impressed because I'm looking at this stuff. And y'all said Cam Akers is the X-Factor. I like it. We had votes for Stafford, Van Jefferson, Nick Scott, Darius Williams, Aaron Donald, Matt Gay, Von Miller, Cam Akers, Sonny Michel, Darryl Henderson was in here, Kenneth Blanton was in here, Brandon Powell, Raheem Morris, OBJ, Troy Rita, the defensive line, the offensive line, Leonard Floyd, Green Gaines, Eric Reddle, Ernest Jones, the linebackers, and Jalen Ramsey. But Cam Akers got the most of the votes by a narrow margin. Cam Akers got most of the votes, man. So y'all looking at Cam Akers. Y'all saying Cam Akers is going to come in, do what he need to do, and help this team win. He will be the difference maker for the Rams winning this Super Bowl. And I like it. So Cam Akers, Ram Nation is calling for you to be the X factor in this game. So do what you got to do, sir. That's it. That is all I have for you guys because, hey, it's our time. Let's make sure it's our time. Thank you all for tuning in on today's episode on this Thursday, February 10th. Just a few days away from Super Bowl 56 in Los Angeles. Rams win by 10 in a close-fought game. Those of you who like playing daily fantasy, sports booking for the Super Bowl, join Super Draft Pro, Super Draft Sportsbook. My link will be in the show notes. Log in, register, get involved, and you have a chance at a prize of $100 out the gate. So get to it. For that, the playmaker, down that silence from Jacksonville, Florida, Duval, signing off for this Super Bowl edition of Ramley Talk. I'll talk to y'all next week to recap what happened in the Super Bowl. Deuces.
Thank you for listening to your new episode of Ramley Talk. And if you enjoyed the episode, go ahead and subscribe to the podcast on your favorite platform, whether it be Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, and whatever else that you listen to Ramley Talk on. And for those of you who are iTunes and Apple Podcast lovers, leave us a rate and review on those, and we'll gladly know how we're doing. Until next time, Donovan Peckermaker signing off.